Alisa, you've got an interesting story to tell about being a welder. You're 17 years old, Ecole du Nord student. Why did you first of all want to be a welder? What did the whole experience or idea come about?
It started in my first welding class at school. I got to try and see what welding was for the first time in real life, and I fell instantly in love with it. Then I started my job this summer at Maurice Welding, and I got to see what it's like in the actual day of welder and the jobs that they get during shutdowns at the mill. And that's when I really fell in love with welding and what they do every day and the projects that they do.
What's the hardest part of being a welder?
As a woman, probably like heavy objects and like not being as strong, but finding different ways to be able to still get the job done just as efficiently.
What's the easiest part or the most gratifying part of the job?
Probably seeing something from a plan come to life. It's a really good feeling, gives you a good sense of accomplishment too.
And now you're a certified person. What was that like when they came to you and said, "You're gold, you're good to go"?
It was a great feeling. I was on a natural high of just feeling good for a while. I still do feel great, especially being 17 and thinking about how the first time I ever got to actually see somebody weld in real life or actually weld in real life was in September of 2022, yeah.
What do your fellow friends and girlfriends think of this career path or what you're doing now?
They're very proud of me, very supportive, and they make sure to tell me how proud of me they are and how they think it's cool.
So what was the most fascinating project that you've worked on to date that had you going, wow?
Probably being confined space watch or a fire watch for seeing the other welders doing their jobs. It was like a really eye-opening experience to be able to see what it's really like in the mill. And it made me think like I want to be there one day.
And what's the neat project that you had a chance to be a part of from start to finish that was done? You went, "I did it."
My wood stove right now that I'm working on would be the project that it's cool seeing it coming from a plan to life. It feels good.
So what's your advice to young girls that, you know, maybe are thinking about different trades and, you know, what would be your advice to them? Say they might be a little nervous about doing it or perhaps doing something. What do you think? What would be your advice?
To try it. Don't be scared. Don't let things hold you back. Go for it. Ask questions. Don't be afraid to ask questions. People will be happy to help. And eventually you'll find something that works for you.
Wonderful.